You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. I'm UofI Extension's Todd Gleason. Mike Tenura on the line now to take us through the weather forecast. Mike, it looks like it's a tricky one for the Great Plains states and the wheat across the United States. What can you tell me about the forecast and that crop?
Well, the forecast is very tricky. We have a couple of storm systems that are moving across the region, or at least they will move across the region, starting as early as Saturday night and Sunday, but more so Sunday, Monday, and then again a few days later toward the second half of next week. Now, the reason the forecast is tricky is because it's so important for rain to occur. If you look at how much rain has not fallen over the last 30, 60, and 90-day periods across the hard red winter wheat belt on the plains, you'll see the dryness is almost identical to last year, and in a lot of cases, even worse. The really interesting thing about that is that if you look at the U.S. winter wheat yield last year, it was the lowest relative to the trend since at least 1960. So in other words, what we're saying is that the U.S. winter wheat crop last year was one of the worst on record, and we also have one of the driest springs on record in the plains. Now remember, the dryness we have right now is very similar to or worse than what we had 1 year ago. So when you put all of that together, you have to conclude to yourself that we have a potential problem developing. Some people have noted that the condition of the winter wheat crop is not all that bad, with 44% of it rated good and excellent as of Sunday. You compare that to 1 year ago, only 36% was rated good and excellent. So just by looking at those condition ratings, you could conclude that this year's crop is considerably better than 1 year ago. However, we would just argue that the average rating for last week, or as of Sunday at least, is 53% good to excellent. So even this year, being better than last year, is still pretty dry or pretty low as far as that rating goes relative to history. So all we're trying to say is that dryness right now is similar to worse than 1 year ago, even though the crop condition rating is a little bit higher than where we were at this point last year.
So given all of that, a crop can change fairly quickly, but it really depends on moisture levels and rainfall and timing. What do you see for that crop in the next couple of weeks?
Well, that's where things get tricky. Depending on which computer model you look at, you can come up with a whole bunch of different scenarios from as early as this weekend and continuing all the way through next week. One of our big concerns is that one of the computer models has been very wet for Saturday, Sunday, Monday throughout most of the week. But if you look at the finer details of the reason that it's wet, it doesn't make a whole lot of sense. And we're starting to see some clues that that forecast might be falling apart, and that even though there probably will be some rain for wheat in the plains, it might not be the huge drought buster that it looked like it could have been a few days ago or even as early as yesterday. So if it doesn't rain Saturday, Sunday, or Monday heavily, then we have to wait for that next event, which is still at least a week away, say next Thursday or so. And just the way it's been lately, none of these rain events have been panning out. We've never been a strong believer in any of these wet forecasts, and we're just continuing with some rain, but probably not enough.
Thanks so much for taking the time, Mike, and have a good week.
You too, Todd. Thanks a lot.
Mike Tenura, of course, is with T-Storm Weather out of Chicago, Illinois, joins us on this Thursday edition of the Closing Market Report. Remember, you can find us online at willag.org. That's willag.org. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason.